the D line to 30th and Downing.
At a glance, the Mariposa District in southwest Denver looks like many trendy downtown neighborhoods in the making. There's an explosively colorful, multi-story mural on the side of one of the district's brand new, ultra-modern buildings. Posh new shops look over community gardens, and there are bikes for rent at a kiosk right next to a popular light rail stop. What makes Mariposa an award-winning case study community is that although it doesn't look like it, this is a partially federally funded low-income housing area, and it's chock full of green infrastructure that's successfully slashing energy costs.
This building has everything from a geothermal, a heat pump HVAC system, solar PV on the roof, gray water reuse systems in place, through the other things I mentioned, which are high efficiency controls and operational equipment within the building. So
Ryan Tobin is director of development for the Denver Housing Authority. The Mariposa community was a concept developed and built by the DHA with help from the city, state, and federal government. Tobin and the DHA have spent nearly a decade on the Mariposa project, trying to use creative green infrastructure and eco-education to bring affordable housing to the notoriously expensive city.
I think of it as behavioral modification, teaching people to live more efficiently too. We can control certain aspects, but ultimately the end user has to buy into the program to make it 100% successful as we envision it.
And Mariposa's environmentally friendly infrastructure includes more than just energy-saving switches and showerheads. The property is also home to multiple green technology pilot programs, two of which involve water purification techniques. But the DHA says building on the edge of the green engineering wave has its challenges. Eco-friendly materials can be expensive, and relatively few builders have the training to fix and improve Mariposa's one-of-a-kind green infrastructure. While looking over the pilot gray water treatment system, Tobin explains that those green building challenges might actually be part of Mariposa's larger success.
Finding folks to come in and work on it is an interesting challenge, but nonetheless, we're able to find a new emerging sector of business that's growing as a result of new sustainable technologies being implemented in the buildings. And so we're creating jobs far and beyond just the buildings that we're creating here as well.
The ripple effect from Mariposa shows how national programs combining mass community input and large-scale funding can work to improve a community's physical, economic, and environmental health. Rick Garcia is Region 8 Administrator for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. He explains that since 2010, the federal government has used grants and programs to locate run-down, industry-polluted areas, like where Mariposa sits today, and bring together multiple agencies to transform those neighborhoods.
The Sustainable Communities Initiative was a federal partnership. We emulated that here in the Denver area with HUD and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the United States Department of Transportation. So their staff members coalesced collectively, met with residents, talked about the kind of community that they wanted to be built here, because this neighborhood had been around, you know, since probably the late 1950s, and the housing inventory was old, it was decrepit, it was unsafe, and it was time to do a full transformation. So why not have the federal government, through this federal partnership for sustainable communities, support the transformation in a sustainable manner, which also includes energy efficiency?
$22 million of the money needed to build Mariposa came from HUD's HOPE 6 program. HUD has issued another 260 revitalization grants, totaling approximately $6.2 billion nationwide. And while the upfront building costs of green communities like Mariposa are more than conventional construction, substantial long-term savings result from the technology and education. In Mariposa, around 40% of the former residents who previously lived here remain and have been joined by new neighbors in the affordable housing community. Joy McLean lives in Mariposa's senior housing, and she couldn't be more thrilled about renting in a green government-sponsored building.
Because you're not going to get anything like this and pay what we pay here. No. No. I love my apartment. Everything in here is green. Everything. The carpet, the floor, the appliances, the toilet, you know.
McLean says she panicked after moving to Denver, only to discover that the Front Range region has some of the highest rental rates in the country. She hopes that large-scale funders, like the federal government, realize how valuable projects like Mariposa can be for a community in need.
Not just Denver, but all the way through the United States. The housing market is crazy. You know, sure, they should build all of these that they can.
As an experiment, the Mariposa project has been successful in its stated goals and very popular with tenants. So much so that demand for units here far outstrips capacity. But perhaps the true measure of success will be if the green techniques it champions find traction among builders in non-subsidized markets. Hannah Lee Myers, FSRN, Denver.